This is Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung. And our next game is called Release the Catchphrase. And here to play it are Jennifer Berman and Mallory Ferris. Jennifer, Mallory, if you could be any Greek god, which one would you choose and why? Jennifer?
I would probably pick Apollo because music is one of his specialties, and I am a musician. And actually, I play the flute, and I have a duo with a harpist, and our name is the Apollyon Duo.
What?
Yeah.
That was a tailor-made contestant question.
You're welcome, yeah.
That's fantastic. Mallory, how about you?
I would be Poseidon, because I just think it would be fun to swim around all day.
Yeah, you like swimming?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay,
not really. But let's be. If you pick Poseidon, you got to swim around all the time. Is that going to be okay?
Right, but it's imaginary, so
I could learn to like it.
Oh, like you could breathe underwater and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Get all these extra powers and.
Yeah, you're looking for the powers.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to like this game because the 2010 remake of Clash of the Titans, which you probably both enjoyed heavily. No, it was not that memorable, but we all remember Liam Neeson saying this very particular line, giving this unusual order. I don't really remember it. Jonathan, do you remember the...
Yeah, I think he said, "Release the Kraken!" He was very mad.
Yeah.
At the time. So we will ask you questions with clues to a two-syllable word or phrase that starts with that kr sound, and you must answer as Angry Zeus himself. Puzzle Guru Archung, give us an example, please.
So if I said, "Should I free this combination croissant donut that was all the rage in 2013, you would say, "Release the cronut." Please.
All right, so the winner is going to move on to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Should I free the grasshopper-like insect that makes a chirping sound?
Release the cricket.
That's correct.
Jennifer had some power behind that. Did you hear that?
She did. She was mad.
She had some Zeusian in her.
I'll show them. I'll let this cricket go.
Yeah.
It's not my house.
And then they would be sorry. Do you want me to let go of the slow cooker used to prepare stews?
Release the crock pot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get that thing out of my house. I like fast meals.
Can I give up the classified ads website that helps people find their missed connections? Jennifer.
Release the Craigslist.
You got it. You sounded a little more world-weary than angry, but yeah, I hear you.
Did Craig ever date Angie? Is there a possibility that we can hook that up?
Oh, list buddies.
I know, list buddies.
Yeah. You have a list? I have a list, too.
I know, me too.
I also have a list.
Do you have weird people on your list? No. Oh, I do. All right.
Would you like me to free the little crunchy bread cubes that top your salad? Mallory.
Oh, it was me this time. Release the croutons.
That's right, yeah. Do you want me to surrender the small area in a basement or attic that is too small to stand up in? Mallory.
Release the crawl space.
Yes, please, release the crawl space.
There is nothing good in a crawl space, right?
It has some negative connotations, yes.
Like rats, possums, human remains.
Yeah,
what
dead
else
bodies
is in there?
And things.
Dead bodies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not really.
Secrets.
Yeah, I don't like crawl spaces. I stay out of them when I can. Should I let go of the noble gas that's also the name of Superman's home planet? Jennifer.
Release the Krypton.
Yeah. By the way, these are all normal sentences that I would just normally say in the day-to-day course of my life.
Just walking around?
Just
hey,
walking
should
around.
I
have a question for you.
Yeah, should I release the noble gas? It's also the name of Superman's home planet, which I'm glad was destroyed, by the way. I'm glad Krypton was destroyed.
Why?
Entire planet of Superman sounds super annoying. Like, just think of only Superman's.
Yeah, it would be.
He wasn't, like, super smart, and he was very earnest.
Yeah, super earnest man.
Super earnest man, just a whole
terrible planet
of that. Oh, it does sound like Canada.
But they weren't super on Krypton.
What's that?
They weren't super on Krypton.
They were just normal.
It's the yellow sun that gives them power.
Thing.
I didn't want to mess up her joke with the facts of the
Krypton.
Oh, the facts.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's science, Ophira. It's a yellow sun. It's why he can fly. Because the sun wasn't yellow in his planet, so of course he can fly.
If he was super, he'd stop the thing from exploding.
Yeah.
He would just be like, no.
See, I'm not saying I don't play Plants vs. Zombies, but I'm somewhere in between this and that.
Oh, look, contestants. Hi, guys.
Sorry.
Do you want me to let go of Tubbs' partner on Miami Vice? Jennifer.
Release the Crockett.
Yeah, release the Crockett.
Back onto your speedboat.
All right, this is your last clue. You'll be relieved to hear. Should I allow to escape the seafood ingredient in a California roll? Jennifer.
Release the crab?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Release the crab. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Jennifer. You're moving on to our final round.